Welcome back. Well, finally this hour, from The Wizard of Oz to Citizen Kane, it's your chance to see Hollywood classics on the big screen the way they were meant to be viewed. Screenwriter Sharon Cobb and our own WJCT music director David Luckin are here with a preview of something we're all very excited about, WJCT's 3x5 Classic Film Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm so excited to be with you this morning. Sharon, you and I are going to kick things off Friday night at the Pontevedra Concert Hall as we screen Citizen Kane. How exciting is this?
That's pretty exciting. It's really a great opportunity for people to come out and see Citizen Kane on the big screen. A lot of people have seen it maybe on their TV with commercials, and that really doesn't do it. Yeah, it's going to be great to see it with a whole audience on a larger screen.
Now, let's educate people about you, Sharon. You are Miss Hollywood here on the First Coast. You're a screenwriter.
Sorry.
You're going to, yes. You and I are going to be talking
about
the art of filmmaking.
Yes. And one of the things about these classic films is that they're the pinnacle. They're the best films that have ever been made. I mean, that a lot of people agree on that,
and
not just David.
So David, you put this whole thing together. You picked the most outstanding films produced from the 1930s through the 1970s.
Well, that's our goal. This one, we don't get any farther ahead than 1946 with Notorious and The Big Sleep, both from 46. Two from 1939, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Wizard of Oz, which arguably 1939 is the greatest year in film history. More great films were released in 39. And thanks to Sean for playing Over the Rainbow, which almost didn't make the movie.
Yes. It almost didn't make the movie. It was supposed to be cut because of the sequence being too long, the Kansas sequence.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. And they left it.
That'll be what'll be fun about this, because this is three different nights, and people will learn, not only get to watch the films, they'll get to learn some of the backstory behind some of these classic films.
Like The Big Sleep was already cut, and then I guess To Have and Have Not was released first, and Lauren Bacall was a hit, so they went and added scenes. So there's a backstory for almost all of these films. Hitchcock's Notorious, probably a pinnacle up to that point. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, that just, everyone
absolutely
loved him before that, but when that came out,
yeah,
it was
he produced
like, whoa,
it as well. And then, of course, we were talking about The Kiss.
Yeah.
The Kiss in that film. Yeah.
Now, this is something exciting, too. Friday night, of course, it's Citizen Kane. Saturday, David, a day-long event with a triple feature, starting with The Wizard of Oz. You want the whole family to come out, and you're even going to have a costume contest?
That's what I hear, yeah. Dress up as your favorite Wizard of Oz character. Come
Ooh,
on out.
Ooh, I like it.
That'll be fun. And then into the night, Saturday night, it'll be a back-to-back showing of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and The Big Sleep.
Two brilliant films.
Absolutely.
Frank Capra's Mr. Smith was just, it hadn't been done before. And some people didn't like it.
I was just going to say.
It was the equivalent of some of the ultra-conservatives
then. The government
didn't
like the way that they were portrayed as lazy.
Really?
And corrupt.
They said the same thing about
it. That they didn't get anything done? Does that sound familiar?
It's a Wonderful Life had the same criticism. They said the banker didn't look good.
Yeah.
Well, Old Man Potter wasn't so good, so.
Oh, funny.
And The Big Sleep is Bogey and Bacall at their best with Raymond Chandler's script. It's just, you won't figure out who did it. It's a very convoluted plot, but the repartee between Bogey and Bacall is
beautiful.
Priceless.
And then you'll wrap things up on Sunday with Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman in
Notorious. Yes, Notorious is fabulous film noir. And like I said, there are a lot of memorable things, including The Kiss and that. And Notorious, I think, is really one of Hitchcock's best films, I think. And sometimes people don't remember it because they remember Psycho with the shower scene. But there's some fabulous things about Notorious.
Claude Rains being one of them.
Oh, yes. Isn't he fabulous? Yeah.
And for people that have never seen these films on the big screen, that's the whole point of this festival, isn't it? You want people to experience this the way that they were screened in the old days.
Well, not only on the big screen, the visual experience, but the experience of enjoying it and
with
feeling the energy from all the audience, yes.
Absolutely.
That's what's great about it. Absolutely. Y'all laugh together and we cry together, or whatever the film is. It's always better when you're with a whole group.
Now, David, this is people can buy their tickets at WJCT.org, but we've got some prizes we'll be raffling off, too.
We've made some custom posters that are absolutely gorgeous, kind of collage posters. We've also framed some. We're also going to have a raffle with three big gift baskets. And let's not forget, this is to support public media in Jacksonville. This whatever funds, whatever profit we make goes back to NPR and what we do here at WJCT. Mm-hmm. That's, we want to bring great culture to the community, but we also need a little bit of money every now and then to keep things going here.
And this is a fun way to support us and enjoy some great films.
Yes, a great way to do that. Yep.
Well, I'm so excited. It's this Friday night, sponsored by the Brumos Companies, WJCT's 3x5 Classic Film Festival. Opening night is Citizen Kane at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall. Come on out and join us. Sharon, I'll be seeing you on the stage.
See you there. Yes, absolutely.